views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. Of course, I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and these last few weeks have been all about discussing the topics within my online masterclass, Soul Awakening, How to Rewire Your Life. And today, we're going to get a push. Today, we're talking about jump and your life will appear. To do the thing. The point is, jump and your life will appear to do the thing that you've always meant to do. And it's amazing what can happen. You know, I spent the last few weeks with a great group of women doing a 5-day Rewire Your Life challenge. And this week, I have 3 free training videos all about how to rewire your life. And it's been truly a lot of fun and inspiring to see how many women are committing to changing negative patterns in their life, to rewiring their life. So if you're interested, there's still time. If you go to audreymichelle.com/awaken, you can totally sign up. I'm sharing my proven path towards rewiring your life, along with the detours and any distractions we tend to get that tend to get in our way when we're on our journey towards healing. And I'm sharing the hidden trail that's in, it's in all of us. It's available to all of us. And as soon as we can access that, that's when we truly start becoming our best self. So you'll get ready to let go of heavy feelings, let go of anger, overwhelm, jealousy, and shift into creating joy and gratitude and freedom in your life to find nourishment for your mind, body, and spirit. So check it out. Like I said, it's definitely a lot of fun. You can go to, again, audreymichelle.com and click on Soul Awakening to get signed up and join the fun. So speaking of fun, after the show, I've been doing something that I've really been enjoying anyway. I've been going live on my Facebook group page, Rewired Life Awakening. And I've been going live and continuing the discussion of what we've been talking about on the radio show, which is a lot of fun. It gives you a space to participate, and my guests usually pop in and out and at least comment and say hi and see if you guys have any questions. So definitely a space where you can learn more about the guest and a place to connect. So like I said, it's a lot of fun. Definitely want to join us. If you're not a part of it, you can search on Facebook for Rewired Life Awakening, or you can go to rewiredliferadio.com. I definitely have a link on the radio page. So this class, Soul Awakening, How to Rewire Your Life, it's all about learning to love yourself, heal your body and mind, and celebrate life. And so far in the show, we've had topics covering these topics, right? So beginning with showing yourself some love and then shifting out of feeling not good enough and feeling totally worth it. That was an awesome show. Then we talked about how to unlearn unhelpful patterns and redefine success for your life, both personally and professionally. And Jamie Palatolo, she's shared some amazing insight. And then the next show was all about nourishing your mind, body, and spirit. And last week was all about celebrating with gratitude and joy. So today, we're going to jump. Like I said, jump and your life will appear. So if you've ever felt on the edge of something big, on the edge of choosing which way to go, or on the edge of making a big decision in your life, stick around. We're going to be joined by one of my favorite people, Sonia Wick. This girl is a badass athlete, someone who once, someone once told me in our like group of friends, Sonia's been a friend of mine for a while now, said Knowing Sonia is like being one step closer to Beyonce, because this girl is up to some big stuff, but so down to earth, totally the queen of cutting through the BS and getting down to business. So Sonia, for me, is the person that I call when I need a pep talk, when I need to like get on with it. And I have to tell you, about, it's probably been a month ago now, I called her and I was like, Son, like, I ain't right. Like, I need some help. Like, I know what I need to do, and I'm just struggling to actually do it. And I just messaged her and I'm like, I need one of your pep talks. And it was so cute. We couldn't talk at the time. So she sent me this like voice message, you know, on your text where you can do voice text. And she's like, look, girl, I don't know what you're going through, but here's the deal. She's like, I know you're emotional. I know you're sensitive. So go ahead and cry about it. Get your ugly cry out. Emote about it, work through your emotions. But then she's like, let's get on with it. She's like, get on with it, because you are up to something big, and being stuck in the littleness of this drama of whatever you're going through is not worth it. She's like, you have a light to share. You are a leader in this world. You are a thought leader, and it's time to go. So she's like I said, ugly cry, get over it and get on with it. And I have to tell you, like, coming from anybody else, I would have just been like, don't tell me to get over it. And don't tell me to ugly cry either, because I'm probably gonna, but that's not the point. But coming from Sonia, she has this way of being that, you know, she lives a life of going for it. So everything she has to say is just like so authentic and so real, and it literally is like, if you just think of being on a sports team, you know, I grew up in sports, and it's literally like your coach just like slapping you on the butt and being like, rub some dirt on it and get back in there. And it's wonderful, because she really is in the arena of going for it. So we'll talk more about this later, but Sonia's she's a Ironman triathlete, which we'll talk about. If you don't know what that is, it is. She's an athlete, and she now coaches other women, men and women, in her business, Rising Tide Tri and Triathlon Coaching. And it literally is her life. She has set up her life personally and professionally in a way that's literally, Sonia does exactly what she wants to do in a way that is so authentic and so motivational and so inspiring. So I am just beyond thrilled to share her with you, because that day that I called her, I knew that I needed to speak with her, and it just like hear her voice. It's exactly what I needed, and I knew it. I needed to create these new neuroplastic pathways and short circuits in a way that worked for me. And that's where we're headed next, right? So after we've been through this process of loving yourself, healing your body and mind, and celebrating life, like, you got to jump, you got to go for it. And so, you know, standing on the edge of going for it, no matter what, really, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, like going for it, stepping over that line in the sand feels so scary. Like I said, this woman has made a life out of stepping over that line, out of jumping off the cliff and knowing that she's going to grow wings. And I find it so empowering. And I cannot wait to share her with you. So here's the thing. The more you jump, the better you get at it. Like anything else, right? These neuroplastic pathways that we've been talking about. As a baby, as a toddler, learning to walk, like, right, super stumbly at the beginning, and now all of a sudden here you are, you know, I don't know what it takes, a month or two to learn to walk, like all of a sudden the little toddler is just like hopping up and walking, and we don't even think about it. Now all of a sudden you got to chase after the little and make sure they're not like climbing on the cabinets or up the stairs or on this furniture, you know. So it's the same thing for us as adults, whether, you know, for Sonia, we're jumping into, you know, she's here in Colorado going to, I believe, run 100 miles up in the mountains, you know, that's like a big ask. Like, I wouldn't be doing it, but that's what she's up to. So jump in and run this race that you've, I mean, she's done it before, but if you've never done it before, jump in. And, you know, I know one of the things she's up to right now is seeing the national parks. Like, she's just all in. She got her little passport thing. And, or emotionally, you know, jumping and saying, spiritually, I'm ready to grow into this new person, to grow into this new life, to let go of what I thought I was and jump into this new life. Jump and learn about yourself. Jump and become a student of your own body, your own mind, your own spirit. And so again, that's what today is. Jumping and creating these neuroplastic pathways and getting rid of the short circuits that no longer work for you. And so again, I couldn't be more excited, more empowered, and more just inspired by, like I said, Sonia Week is joining us here in a second. And like I said, this is exactly how Sonia lives her life. And so for the next two segments, we are going to be jamming all about jumping. So you are definitely going to want to stick around for this. So we need to take a quick break. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. And, you know, we are spending the next hour encouraging you to jump and your life will appear. Of course, if you're interested in learning more about my coaching, or if you want to check out my free video training that is happening this week, you can go to audreymichelle.com. So stay tuned. We are going to welcome today's guest, Sonia Week, to the show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on transformationtalkradio.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Welcome back, everybody, here to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today we are encouraging you to jump. And my guest is Ironman triathlete and coach, Sonia Wick. Oh my gosh, Son, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Audrey. Thanks for having me on.
I know. I was telling everybody in the first segment, like, literally your whole life, personally, professionally, is just like, in my opinion anyway, formed in this way where jumping and just doing what you want to do and what you know you're supposed to do is just, it's so innate to you that I'm not even sure you know you do it. But I know you have some awesome stories around what it means for you to jump in your life and how you find this place of trust. That's what I find interesting about you. So I know you've got an awesome story about how you moved to California, if that's what you want to share or not, but I just want to hear how you jump in your life.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I think it is something I'm getting more comfortable with owning, that it's something I do or something I do successfully. Mm-hmm. And I always find, before I kind of dive into my move to California, which is a pretty awesome jump or leap story, that for me, jumping comes from clarity. Once I seem to get some sort of nugget of clarity in my life, I stumble around unclear sometimes. You know, I get stuck like everyone does. And for me, what happens is every once in a while, I get just kind of this piece of clarity. And once I have even the small nugget of clarity, even though a lot is still unclear, if I can kind of, harness into that clarity, then I usually jump immediately.
Yeah.
So sometimes it seems like, oh my gosh, how did she do that? But something changed for me in my life to where I got really clear on like a little piece of it. Mm-hmm. And that gives me enough to kind of run with it. So it's not always just, because I think just like aimlessly jumping off of things is probably not the safest to do. And I don't think we should just like jump for jumping's sake.
Yeah.
But when clarity kind of exists first and you can see at least, you know, at least an idea of the view you're going to get on the way down, then maybe give
like
it a go.
That. Just a glimpse of the view.
Just a little.
Wait for the clouds to clear just a little.
Exactly.
Bit.
Yeah. Like,
maybe I like that.
Kind of see the bottom a little bit, like, you know, it's down there. So moving to California, you want to hear about that?
I do.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I don't love that you moved to California because right. I love that you were here, but you're so happy. It makes me so happy.
I am happy. And why I was unhappy, in Colorado isn't fully clear to me still now today. Like, I can kind of come up with some fake answers like, oh, the traffic was getting really bad because everyone
it was
there.
Or, it is.
Oh, it snows in the winter, but it had been snowing in the winter for the last 15 years I had lived there. So I don't know why that suddenly bothered me.
There's just time.
I don't think it was really so much moving away from something as it was getting clear that I wanted something different and moving towards that or kind of leaping towards that. So I went on a retreat. Yeah. And I loved everything on this retreat about California. I lived there when I was younger, but had been away for 15 years. And at this retreat, we had passed around a notebook and drawn, we had kind of drawn a scribble, and then we passed this notebook around, and then your next partner would draw more on the scribble, and then you'd pass it more on the scribble. And by the time you got your little book, your scribble back, it was transformed into this amazing picture that everyone had kind of added to. And my picture had, it had the words Finding Dory on it. It had like, where's Nemo? And then it had Finding Dory. And these were supposed to be like prophetic pictures for us. So I thought mine just looked silly. But it kind of stuck in my head. And I was on this retreat. I was in Santa Barbara and just remembering the smells and sounds of everything on the central coast of California that I loved. I loved the ice plant. I loved the crashing waves. And I had lived in Colorado for 15 years. And those things, like, I just didn't remember that I loved those things so much. So I asked my husband, hey, do you think we can move back to to California and from Colorado. And he was like, no, you know, our daughter's in school. We live right next to school. We own our house. Like, we've worked really hard to kind of build the little life that we have here. And so it was kind of like, Sonia, no, you know, everything's great. And I was like, yeah, everything is great. But boy, I'd really like to live in California. So then a little bit later, I had been on a travel trip for a race coaching athletes at Texas. And I got word that it was going to rain back in Colorado the week I got home. So I just decided not to go home. I didn't want to go home. And I went to the Southwest ticket counter and I said, where can I go instead of home? And she said, well, you could go to San Diego. So I said, change my ticket to San Diego. So I went to San Diego for a week. And it was the same thing, the sand and the eucalyptus trees. And, you know, just it was a very sensational experience. All my senses were just remembering California. And I came back home saying, can we please move to California? And again, same thing, you know, this is really disrupting status quo. I thought, yeah, that's right. Okay. So I couched it. So then Father's Day rolls around and I take Troy to dim sum because he loves dim sum. And afterwards, he decides he wants to go to the movies. And the only movie he hasn't seen is Finding Dory. And I'm kind of like, oh, yeah, Finding Dory. So we take our daughter to Finding Dory. And I'm sitting in the theater. And for some reason, I just get this weird feeling that Dory is going to go to my home. She's going home. I know it's Finding Dory. She's got to go home. But the place I lived when I was 10 years old for 5 years had always felt like this weird, special place. And it's a little town called Morro Bay. Nobody knows of it. 10,000 people live there. But I suddenly know that Dory is going to go home to Morro Bay. I just know it. I feel it. Sure enough, Dory, like, it's revealed, you know, 20 minutes into the movie, she's going home to the jewel of Morro Bay. And I freak out in the theater. I start texting Troy. And I was like, do you see? Like, it's time to go. We need to go. Like, it's time to go home. It's time to go home to Morro Bay. And he gets out of the theater and I'm sitting two seats next to him, my daughter in the middle, and I'm texting him in the theater. And he's like, oh my gosh, my wife. We get out of the theater and he says, okay, I will ask my boss if we can move. And he worked from home. So, you know, it shouldn't be a huge ask, but it kind of is in his situation. There's some reasons behind for him, not just to mention our daughter, she's in school, you know, I'm disrupting everything, but I had clarity. I really had clarity. So he said he would talk to his boss on Thursday, but he ended up talking to his boss on Monday the next day. And his boss said, oh yeah, just, you know, call HR and let her know your new address. And he called me and he said, we can move. And I said, really? We can go? And I said, yeah, he's like, yeah, we can go. She said, just call HR and give him my new address. So that was Monday. And on Tuesday we had put in an offer on a house. On Friday we were under contract for buying a house in California. The following Tuesday, we put our house on the market. It had 9 offers in 11 hours and 28 showings. It sold that day. And 3 weeks later, we packed our stuff up into a pod. And 3 weeks later, we closed on our house in California and we moved there. And from the point that Troy decided, okay, I'll ask my boss, from that point on, every single thing was downhill. We got more than we asked. The house we put an offer on, we put an offer in on less and she accepted it because of the letter we wrote to her. Getting a pod, you know, that it was fit right in their schedule of bringing us a pod, moving the pod. Everything was easy downhill flow from the minute that we went. So a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, you're crazy. And it none of it was crazy. You know, we jumped, sure, but none of it felt crazy at any point in time. It all felt totally right. So
yeah, totally in flow.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. So talk to me a little bit about how did it feel like inside of your body or just emotionally as you were shifting through that space of like, okay, I did the little scribble thing at my retreat and then I flew to San Diego. Like, how are you feeling inside of you? Like, how did you, I guess what I'm trying to get out of you is for the listeners, how did you recognize that something needed to shift?
Yeah.
How did that feel?
Yeah. The recognition that something needed to shift was like overwhelming, overwhelmingly obvious. And I couldn't necessarily put my finger on like why, but my senses really came alive. Like I felt like I was hearing better, seeing better, feeling better when I thought about moving or getting back to California. And when I was in California, I tasted better. And I found myself like stopping more and just looking up or looking out. and like relishing or reveling in space when I was there. And so I would take that home with me. Like that was the, I was kind of overcome with just this like appreciation for everything around me and the way things smelled and tasted and felt. And like even like the exits off the freeway that were familiar were like decadent. They were like juicy to me. And that's what I was feeling when I was there and when I thought about being there. And then I would kind of contrast that with bringing it up with my husband and feeling the resistance on that side. And I felt so conflicted. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of would feel that inside of my body of just that, clearly like every part of my being wants to do this, but all these other circumstances are telling me that I shouldn't want this.
Yeah.
Because it's like the opposite of the status quo. But the internal feelings I had were ones of like, if I didn't have a husband, I didn't have a daughter, I'd be there already. I would already be there.
Yeah.
It would have happened, you know, right immediately. I wouldn't have gone home from the retreat or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
But I do have a husband and a family. So then I felt this just dissension within my body of like the free me knows that I would already be there feeling, hiking, having those sensations, living in a little ocean cottage, you know, it would already be there. But then the practical side of me was in this kind of dis-ease place. Uh-huh. But for some reason I kept asking, which is something I hadn't experimented with so much in my past. Instead of
you mean
like
externally sucking, asking,
externally asking.
Yeah.
But the internal was decided. The internal was alive. It was on fire. It was like I didn't smell things in Colorado. I didn't like stand there and look up at the sky and like open my arms wide and just take a deep breath. Those weren't feelings I felt pulled to do.
Yeah.
But when I was in California, I just felt pulled to be the person that stands there with a big smile on her face and just looks at the clouds and says, ha, ah, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I adore everything that you're posting just about your like nightly sunsets and the beautiful mm-hmm. views. It's just
yeah.
so wonderful. And it does seem like your husband and your daughter and obviously you, like everybody has just really come alive and thrived in the move. And so
massively.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to have to take a break. Will you share for us real quick though, how we can learn more about you and stay in touch with you?
Oh gosh. You can follow me on Instagram or Twitter, under GoSonja, GoSonja. And then if you're interested in triathlons, my coaching company is Rising Tide Triathlon Coaching. So you can Google that and we're all about around there.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. We're going to take another break. I'm Audrey Michelle and you're listening to Rewired Life Radio. Of course, if you're interested in learning more about my coaching, or if you want to join my Facebook group, you can go to audreymichelle.com. So when we come back, Sonja and I are going to talk more about her work and how she encourages her athletes to jump. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff. angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, "I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love." While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle. And so for today and for the whole month of August, we were digging deep into the topics of my online masterclass, Soul Awakening. Plus, I'm doing this week a free video training where I'm giving away some of my favorite tips to rewiring your life. So you can head over to audreymichelle.com for more information. So for today on the show, it's all about finding inspiration and encouragement to live a life you love. So my guest is Sonia Wick. She's a oh my gosh, I'm going to have her tell you more about this. She runs marathons like a beast. And then she runs a coaching company around Ironman triathlons called Rising Tide Tri, which you can go to risingtidetri.com and find out more about her. But Sonia, let's start here because we're going to transition into your work. So first tell us, for those of us like me who are not big runners, define for us not only what is an Ironman triathlon, but what's an ultra marathoner too?
Okay, thanks, Audrey. So Ironman, yes, a lot of people are aware of the brand and they're aware of this race in Hawaii that they might have seen on NBC Sports. And in one day we swim 2.4 miles and then we bike 112 miles and then we get off and we run off the bike and we run a marathon, which is 26.2 miles. And we do that back to back to back all at once without stopping. It's one continuous effort and we race it. So we try to be the fastest.
Of course.
Around. Yes.
And tell me, how long does said situation take?
Well, in order to officially complete it, you need to finish within 17 hours. So okay. The races usually start at 7 in the morning and you got to be done by midnight. And hanging out at an Ironman around 11 o'clock at night is one of the most inspirational things you can ever do if you ever get a chance to, because those people have been out there since 7 a.m. and they're last in the race, but they're fighting really hard to come in underneath the cutoff so that they can officially be called an Ironman.
Wow. Oh, I just got all emotional about it. I'm like, I want to see that. That sounds awesome.
There's one in Boulder, so, you know, so next year.
You might see me there. Okay, so that's the Ironman. So you coached people through, you know, what it looks like to do that, and then, which you have done.
Yes, 18 of them.
Goodness. Shut the front door. But now you also identify as a, like, ultra marathoner, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've been running ultras, at least, you know, 8 or 9 years. And an ultra marathon really is a designation that they put on anything that's beyond a marathon. So beyond 26.2. So they have 50K races, which are 31 miles, 50 milers, 100 milers, and there are even some 200 milers out there, although they haven't quite caught on yet.
Yeah. Okay. So, but this weekend you're running Steamboat's 100 miles.
Yes. Yeah. There's a race here called Run Rabbit Run. And it's a 100-mile race through the mountains here in Steamboat. It's got 21,000 feet of climbing in it. And the cutoff for this race is 30 hours. So you got to finish it within 30 to be an official finisher, not get pulled off the course.
Yeah. Okay. Like, never mind sleeping. It's fine. So how long do you expect to take?
Somewhere around 24 hours. is the goal, somewhere around 24. So I'll start at noon on Friday and hope to be done around noon on Saturday, you know, plus or minus a few hours.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I will send energy.
Thank you
for that.
Perfect. That's okay. Courage. Yes. I could use some courage.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So this transitions us into, obviously, you know, you live the life, you coach the life.
Yeah.
And so if we are connecting this, you know, idea of jump in your life will appear right to what you're doing with, your athletes, then how are you coaching people into this idea of jumping? Right. Cause that's a huge step to do either one of these things that you're up to.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I find, people who come to me, they want to jump. And sometimes they've already jumped and they're actually in the process. They've jumped and they're like, oh no, how am I going to land?
Yeah.
Which sometimes that prevents.
Please help me grow wings. Jumping.
Yes. So a lot of times people sign up for an Ironman and then they're like, they did this crazy thing. That was the leap. That was the jump. It was an Ironman makes it really easy to sign up for these things. You literally fill out your information and give them your credit card and they will let you race one. Right. So,
yeah.
That can be, you know, sometimes some of our jumps are harder to do than that. But athletes come to me generally because they've already dreamed the big dream. And maybe they've even put some money behind the dream and they've sacrificed their credit card for a little bit. And now they're looking for help in sort of the nitty gritty of jumping, which is they've already made the commitment to leap, but how easily they get down from that leap depends upon who's in their corner, you know, and how they manage the dive down. They can splat or they can fly. And so oftentimes they look to me for support and guidance on how to not splat on the
right. So talk to me about the, I mean, you know, I'm very much the emotional side of things. So the mental and emotional side of being an athlete and jumping and praying that you don't splat, right? Like, how do you help women through this?
You know, besides pep talks, because we can have,
I know, I said day. In the first segment, I was just like, if I need a pep talk, like,
yeah.
Hey, Sloan, what are you doing?
Yeah,
so
pep talks are important, and I do have to be a master pep talker, but I can't lie. You know, it has to be rooted in truth. And so that support, sometimes it's reminding people that they have all the tools that they need to soar. They just have to believe in them and use them is key. I mean, that's a pep talk, right? When I call you and give you a pep talk, I'm simply reminding you that you have everything you need to be successful, but that you might have forgotten. Yeah. And you might need to tap into it a little bit more. You might need to take some action because you might be spiraling or stuck or not taking any motion towards your resources that you already have built and developed. And it's the same with athletes. You know, a lot of times, like, they already can swim and they can bike and they can run. So, you know, I have to remind them that they need to do their training or they need to put something in place that's going to help them down their path to success, whether it's better planning, or, you know, they need to have a discussion with a support member or a family member to kind of get around a roadblock. But most of the time the pep talks just come in reminding people that they have the tools they need to fly, but they do need to take action with those tools. They can't get stuck. They can't just free fall, right? Cause then they're going to end up on the ground. You got to flap your wings.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was just thinking about this and talking about it in the first segment about, like, how much truly overlap there is if you want to look through it in the lens of, you know, the neuroplastic pathways and building, like I said, practice makes perfect. Maybe practice makes a habit and we hope it's a good habit.
Right.
So physically and emotionally. So, you know, for an athlete, you know, are they doing the muscle memory? Are they swimming in a way that's going to be fast in open water? Because I'm guessing that's different than a pool.
Sure.
You know, are they building the muscle memory in that respect? But then are they also building the muscle memory of, you know, I get really tired on mile 100 of my bike ride, you know?
Yeah. So, it's three things. It's their nutrition, it's their mind, and it's their body. So most athletes who come to me think that I'm just going to train them with their body, right? Like, I'm going to teach them how to create body habits, like swim, bike, and run on these days of the week, et cetera. And the training plan is going to be built correctly for them. But both nutrition and their mental training are are just as important, and we spend equal amounts of time on those as well. Because you can beat yourself up every day you go to the pool, or you can go to the pool and come back and just think you're total crap and not fast enough and et cetera. So, you know, you're exercising that physical muscle, but you're not exercising the mental muscle accompanied with it. Yeah. And the same with our nutrition. With athletes, it's very important that they build good habits, quote unquote, with nutrition, but that nutrition actually plays a big piece in how their body functions and how their mind functions. Mm-hmm. So all three of these things the athlete has to really take into account when they've leapt and they're trying to figure out how not to splat and how to fly.
It's a three-way scale, right? You have to continually look at, I mean, I think this is humans in general, but you look at athletes, I look at, you know, the more the emotional side, but at the same time, you have to be doing the work on all three sides of the scale to make sure everything is in balance. And that's what I find fascinating, you know, for you as a coach of athletes and me as a coach of, you know, showing up emotionally well. I had a question. What was I thinking? Talk to me just, we have a couple minutes left, but while you were talking about the emotional side of things and you know, being hard on yourself, the vision that came into my mind was, you know, you did an Ironman in Norway, which was quite cold.
Yeah.
And I remember you saying while you were on your bike, you felt like your muscles were like ground beef that had been frozen. And I just remember the way you talked about getting through that emotional hurdle of, you know, this is what I get to deal with if I'm going to finish. Like, how did you do that? What did that look like for you?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it came down to asking myself, so I was doing an iron distance race in Norway, very cold. And I happened to have only known after the point, not before, that I had pneumonia. So I just thought I was sick. But I had pneumonia, so I was kind of handling all of that and asking my mind, is it time to quit? Can you go on, or do you need to call it a day? Do you need to stop and pull over? Can you keep going? And it really was a minute by minute question. I asked the question to myself, you know, a solid 3,000 to 4,000 times during that race. Is now the time?
Yeah.
Do
like
we stop?
In this moment,
do we stop? And every time I was in the moment, I found that the answer was no, I can keep going in this moment. You know, if I thought any farther down the road, then my brain started going, I don't think we can make it there. I don't think that I can keep going when I'm there in the future. But when I talk about right now, like, can you keep going like right now? It was always, yeah, I can keep going right now. I think we do that in life sometimes too. Like, we get really far ahead of ourselves and we forget that ahead is really just a series of the nows. And it's the same with racing. The more we get ahead and we start thinking down the road and making these conjectures and whatnot, then things get scary and worrisome. But if we just keep asking, well, okay, right now, can I keep going? Do I want to keep going? Does it feel good to keep going? And as long as the answer is yes, then it's yes. And if it becomes no, that's okay too.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, both ways are so profound. Like, right now, can I keep going? Yes. And then honoring if it's a no. And I think you do that quite beautifully, you know, not being hard or judgmental on yourself. And because there are a few ways you could go, like literally your whole family flew to Norway for the purpose of you doing this race.
Yep.
And you were in a space where you could be like, yeah, no, I'm quitting, without being like, you know, if you can just imagine the whole realm of judgments that you could put on yourself.
That you can
quitting.
Put on it. Yeah. But my family flew to Norway to see me do what I love to do.
Yeah.
They didn't fly to Norway for me to finish a race. They flew there so that I could do what I love to do. So I don't have any
Lord, connection. That's like two times today you got me almost crying. I love it.
Yeah, I don't have connection to the finish. I mean, we all have people in our life that are making sacrifices for us. And we think they're making sacrifices for our outcomes, but they're never making sacrifices for our outcomes. They're making sacrifices so that we can find what's, I'm not going to say happy, because it's not a quest of happy. It's a quest of fulfillment and living your purpose, whatever that means to you. So my family flew to Norway so that I could live my purpose. And if there came a point in the race where I wasn't living my purpose and I didn't feel good about it anymore, then if I stop and walk off, you know, we go get a piece of cake and watch a movie that night and struggle and NBD, no big deal.
Yeah. I love it. Oh my gosh, Sonia, always such an inspiration, no matter what comes out of your mouth. It's just so wonderful to see you doing what you do, literally what you just said. Like, so beautiful to just hear you talk about what you do and have you share your light with the world and help other people, you know, if being an Ironman triathlete is the light that they want to shine, then call Sonia.
I'll help you through that.
Yes. I can't believe it, but our time is up. So one more time, tell us how we can follow you and be inspired by you and learn more about what you're up to.
You can find me personally at gosonia.com or on Instagram or Twitter at gosonia. And then you can find Rising Tide Triathlon Coaching at risingtidetri.com. Same on Facebook or Instagram under Rising Tide Tri, T-R-I.
Awesome. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us. You know, I know you're up to some big stuff this weekend. Everybody send your energy to Sonia for her 100 miles that she's rocking in Steamboat. So again, just thank you for sharing this time with us. I really, really appreciate it. So we got to take a break. This is Audrey Michelle, and you are listening to Rewired Life Radio.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit wendyrosewilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit thrivebyjen.com today.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Okay. Hi, everybody. We are back on Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and we just spent the last couple of segments speaking with my wonderful guest, Miss Sonia Wick, and triathlon coach and ultramarathoner, super inspiring woman, about jumping. Jump and your life will appear. So here we are in the fourth segment. Of course, I ask the same question every single week in the fourth segment. How do you live your life with intention? So of course, today we are reframing this to be aligned with today's topic of jump. So how do you shift your mentality for going for it, for jumping. And I find this fascinating. You know, Sonia and I were talking during the breaks about, you know, she honestly doesn't even realize it, right? It's, she said it's something she's working on honoring for herself in her life, her ability, to come from a place of trust and honoring what she needs for herself. And it's definitely something that I admire and why I asked her to be a part of today's show is because I just find her so refreshing in that realm. So coming from this place of intention, right? If you know that there's something you want to do with yourself, whether it's, you know, doing a triathlon, whether it is shifting into a space of feeding yourself well, whether it's adventuring and you know, getting out there and shifting from a space of spending the weekend tied to doing laundry or whatever it is you decide to, you know, make your house perfect for the week. If it's shifting out of that and, you know, fear of not looking good, I guess, and having a perfect house to just being like, you know what, never mind. I got to get outside. I got to go see the world. I got to, you know, go hiking, go do my thing. Whatever it is for you, whatever that shift is for you, how do you do it with intention and jump? And so Sonia touched on this quite a bit about trusting. And this trusting comes with practice, right? So if we can jump, proverbial jump, and do small things, right? It doesn't mean that you have to move to California, but do some small things to start building those neuroplastic pathways and creating circuits that work for you physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, all of it. That three-way scale that we were talking about, really trusting and honoring that communication that you're getting from inner wisdom is how you'll be able to sit in that place of just jumping and trusting. And, you know, I talk about this quite a bit too, listening to your body, studying yourself. So, you know, I asked Sonia at one point, how did it feel within herself as she was digging in to this choice of moving, right? Like realizing it for herself and then communicating it to her family and asking her family, you know, her husband, can you shift your job? Her daughter, how do you feel about moving schools, about moving our life, about not living in Denver and having to make new friends? How did it feel for her? And that's where she got very specific about her sensations, about being in her sensations versus feeling resistant and heavy. So if you can notice that for yourself, again, listening to your body, studying yourself, and really becoming a student of what it is and how it is that you feel these things. I think I've said it before. For me, it shows up in this little sticky rib. I like to call it on the left side. I get this rib and it likes to stick to the rest of them. So if I twist it, like, pops me, like it sticks. And that, honestly, that is where the first place my body will be like, Audrey, it'll just poke me in the side. Audrey, you're not in alignment. You got to look at what's going on. What's going on? Where aren't you being authentic for yourself? Where are you sitting with fear? Where are you sitting with not feeling confident? Where are you not living in your power and living from your best self? And that's very important to me, right? And literally, sticky rib will come and go on a minute-to-minute basis. Sometimes it's there for a while because it takes me a while to like realize like where I'm off alignment. But once I realize and can honor that for myself and work through that, I'm not kidding, sticky rib will subside and the pain in my side will go away. So this is exactly what I talk about in my 6-week masterclass, Soul Awakening, How to Rewire Your Life. I'm sharing many tools for learning to love yourself, heal your body and mind, and celebrate life. Again, you can go to audreymichelle.com to learn more about the class, and I've got free video trainings going on right now. If you're curious, if you want to dip your toe into these ideas, those are going on right now. Again, go to audreymichelle.com, click on Soul Awakening, and there's all kinds of information right there. And of course, if you want to continue this conversation, join me in the Rewired Life Awakening Facebook group, where I will be doing a live video here soon. So you guys, rewiring your life is all about creating a new nervous system, creating new neuroplastic pathways, and breaking these short circuits to your emotions. We do this one choice at a time, moment by moment. And with a new nervous system, you'll be a new person looking at the glass, looking at the world with new glasses. Essentially, you'll have a new lens to look at the world with. And if you're ready to look at your life differently, to heal wounds, to shift your thinking, let's talk. I have several ways to work together, from this online class, Soul Awakening, to one-on-one coaching. And I've got free tools that I give away all the time on my website, audreymichelle.com. And of course, all the information is on my contact page, and how you can sign up for my quick tools and the free training videos that are going on right now. So I want to thank my guest, Ms. Sonia Wick, today for sharing her beautiful insight about how to jump in your life will appear. And of course, I want to thank all of you for turning into Rewired Life Radio. You can join me every Wednesday at noon Pacific time on rewiredliferadio.com. Next week on the show, we are talking to the beautiful Kristen Noel with Best Self Magazine, and it's quite possible that she's got a surprise for us. So you're going to want to tune in and see what her and I have in store. I'm super excited about it. So you guys have a great week, and tune in next week on Wednesday for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.